Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
With great prosperity, one can be tempted to get lazy. And God is beginning to pour out prosperity on us and intends to pour it out to the degree that we're going to have to be self-motivated. Come on now, and diligent to do some stuff, because in the natural, we won't have to. I remember serving with Brother Hagin, Brother Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven. He and Mom Hagin that just went to join him. He's in his 80s. We're doing meeting after meeting after meeting. We're flying here and flying there. He's preaching twice a day, going 2 weeks at a time, coming home and resting. They had a palatial home paid for. And he used to talk about how God dealt with him to invest in certain things earlier in his life, and how he could just sit home and do nothing and have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in every year tax-free. He said, it's mighty tempting to just stay at home. He's 85. But I noticed we kept rolling out. And he'd say, you know, at the end of the year, you know, boys, I think maybe I'm going to cut back a little next year. I am 86 now, you know, or whatever it was, 82 and 83 and 85. And I noticed next year he'd add a meeting. We never did cut back. How many understand when you can do anything you want to do? What you choose to do shows your heart. But do you see what we've already said, what the Lord is saying? Are you a little excited about this? Why would he be talking to you about, I mean, when you got to work like a mule every day just to eat and you're all occupied, well, you ain't got no choice. Be diligent or starve, you know?
Yeah.
But God can get you to a place. Where you could sit in your huge, nice, paid-for house and just pick up the phone every day or two if you wanted to and do nothing. Early retirement is so many people's dream. I'll retire early and do what? Grow old and die. Friends, we're not just here to live. We're not just here to play. We're not just here to experience life or to see the world. We're believers. We're Christians. We are here because God created us for such a time as here right now. And he has a kingdom that is advancing, and you got a part of it, and I got a part of it, and we need to be diligent to do our part, because our days are like a vapor. In just a few more breaths, we're out of here. And it is not going to impress anybody how many countries we saw.
That's right. That's right.
How many fish we caught. How many rounds of golf we played. Anybody know what I'm talking about? How many amazing vacations we took. It's all right to have some fun. But that should not be your ultimate goal in life. Right. I'm going to get where I can sit down and retire and do nothing.
Right.
Friend, you're going to be dead in a few days.
Right.
You need to do something for God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Diligent. Somebody say diligent.
Diligent.
When you can do anything you want to do, what you choose to do shows your heart. Proverbs talks about a fool's prosperity destroying him. We hadn't talked about this that much, but it's just a fact. There's a whole lot of Christians that if they had a couple of million dollars all at once, they wouldn't be in church next Sunday. Oh, they might go for a few Sundays after that, but they'd be somewhere else doing something. They'd only focusing on what I want to do and what makes me feel good. And the more you yield to the flesh, the lower your standards come. Well, it's okay to do this and it's okay to do that. And the longer you're out of church and away from the presence of God, and the longer you're away from hearing the word of God, you get dull. And things you used to would have known are not okay get fuzzy to you. That's why you don't want to lay out of church. You don't want to stay away from the presence of God. You want to come and be around other believers that serve in God and love God with all their heart. Love God with all their heart, all their soul, all their mind, all their strength. Does that sound like fervency and diligence? Say it out loud. I choose to be diligent, not lazy. I choose to be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength. Did Jesus say that?
Yes.
Love the Lord your God like that. Glory to God. Thanks be unto God. Go with me to Proverbs, please. Can you go a little further tonight, or have you had all you want? You're diligent listeners, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you see, though, that we live in a generation that is not diligent?
Yes,
sir. Oh, there's some people that are, but a whole lot of people have just, you know, countries particularly that enjoy some prosperity, and particularly countries where the government takes care of everything. People have lost their incentive. Just make sure my check is there on time. And just do next to nothing that's worth anything. You know, once in a while you want to stop and ask yourself, now 100 years from now, what I'm doing right now, will it make any difference? And just take examination of your life. What am I doing that's going to, is it helping somebody? Is it helping the kingdom? Is it making any difference? Because I don't have an unlimited number of these days. And diligence involves this awareness, this watching. Well, go to Genesis. I didn't back up far enough. Go to Genesis. This is growing on me, guys, while I'm preaching it. That's where it's supposed to be, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Go to Genesis. I want you to see one of the first references to diligence. It's another word that's used, but it means this. It's actually the same word in the Hebrew. Genesis, the second chapter. This is very early in God's dealings with men, isn't it? Well, there's only one previous chapter. Genesis 2. And man wasn't the first thing he made. So Genesis 2 and down in verse 15. The Lord God took the man. What's the first thing he did with his man after he made him? He took him and he put him into the Garden of Eden to enjoy himself. I'm sure he enjoyed himself, but that's not the main purpose he put him there. He put him in the Garden of Eden, which is the paradise of paradises, and told him, be loose, enjoy yourself, man. No, what did he tell him? He told him, he put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. That word keep, same word translated diligence in other places. Did he tell him to be diligent on something?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, look it up. You'll see it's the same word. And it, you don't have to know Hebrew or any other language to get that. If we give you something and say, keep that, take care of that, what are we talking about? You're going to have to watch it, pay attention to it, keep up with what's going on with it. Is it going to involve some diligence? What if you're sleeping on the job and not paying attention and it's all messed up? And well, you didn't do what you were told, which happened right here, didn't it? Was Adam being diligent about keeping that garden when this serpent is talking and contradicting God and trying to tempt them? He let this go, didn't he? He let it go. He is not doing what the Lord told him to do. Are you supposed to keep up with your stuff?
Yes.
You know, there are all kind of Christians that believe in prosperity and believe in faith whose finances are a disaster. They owe everybody. They're behind. And they're always turning in prayer requests. They need help. Emergency help. They need help. They need help. And you know, somebody can get in a place where they need help, but I mean, they're this way chronically. 3 months ago and 3 months in the future and last year and this year. Why? Because they are living by faith, which to them is flying by the seat of your pants. Don't even know what you owe. Don't even know what's due now, what's due next, writing faith checks. I don't think it's in the bank. Maybe it is. I'll just believe the Lord will get it in there in time. That is a reproach to real faith people. It slanders all the folks that really are living by faith. Are you with me now? What did he tell Adam to do?
Dress it, keep it.
Dress it. What does dress it mean? Yeah. Dress it up. Tend it. Dress it. That's like you dressing your body. Dress it up. Put things where they're supposed to go. Make it look good. Make it look nice. And what else? Now this is the word keep. Keep. We might say keep up with it. Take care of it. This is the word that's also translated, be diligent. Do it diligently. Diligence.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.